Fellow humanoids, earthlings, animals, creatures of all shapes and sizes, you are now tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM and this program in particular, Wandering Rhythms.
Rhythms, ooh, spooky.
Oh, we got a second voice in here. Ooh, hey, Chris.
How's it going, Nick?
I'm good. It's been a wonderful last day or so. It's been nice. I mean,
it's very nice.
I mean, you can't judge everything based on the weather, but it's shining out there.
It's very shiny.
Sun is out, or more specifically, the clouds are
and
not.
Sirens. And sirens.
Oh, man, the sun brings out the wackies. And yes, Wandering Rhythms, 2 hours now of music from across the planet. Probably sounds you have not heard before, and even I have not heard these sounds until like the night before when I do my intensive research cramming session. So yeah, for the first hour, a whole bunch of music from many, many, many places, many styles, many rhythms. And the second hour this week, we are traveling to Niger.
So, Niger, eh?
Yeah, sounds of the Sahel, the region in between the Sahara Desert and the fertile area below that, which would be called West Africa, I suppose. And yeah, a lot of amazing music. People there, well, they're experts at the musical stylings, especially guitar-based stuff, stringed instruments. There is a renaissance. Actually, I'm going to call it a renaissance because it's a new birth of a style of music called desert blues, and that's really strong in Niger. But including like at least five other different styles of music and different ethnic groups.
Yeah. Is this your first time visiting Niger?
It's my first time visiting.
That's exciting, Nick.
Theoretically, metaphorically visiting.
Yes. I think there's a physical element there too, but
yes,
you know,
it's in my heart.
Because in listening to the acoustics of the music, we traversed that location.
Yes, the sand.
Spiritually.
And you never stop pulling sand out of your toes and other places. Yes, well, enough speaking, but stick around if you're listening to this program or this station later on. Chris does No Channel for Old Men, 6 to 8, right?
6 to 8, indeed.
Yes, you got a two-hour slot as well, and first hour being...
First hour is hip-hop, second hour is down-tempo.
This
week, actually, I'm going to air some liquid drum and bass, so that's a bit outside of the genre, but that's okay, you know.
We're
exploring.
Wow. Liquid. Sounds of liquid. Cool. Well, yes, Wandering Rhythms. Here we start with a band from Brazil, a brand new, you might call them garage psych rock. They are influenced by Northerners, but they have a nice characteristic Brazilian vibe to them. Very laid-back, sunny, almost like a Tropicália thing as well. And yeah, Bugarins, not a small child that eats their inner ears, inner nose,
inner nasal material.
No, that's not what Bugarins is. Apparently, it's a flower, and it is a Portuguese word. So, maybe not the most beautiful word in the English language, Bugarins, but their music more than makes up for it. And this is their second record. Their last one I knew really well, and they're keeping that Brazilian psych vibe going, and a nice little number here called Sei Lá from their brand new record called Manual. Bugarins on Wandering Rhythms, CJSF 90.1
FM.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Wandering Rhythms, and the last track you heard was a classic from Mozambique, yes, East African, Portuguese-speaking nation, and 1970, yes, Simiao is the group, Da Ganze was the track, and before that you heard new music out of the US of A fellow who goes by Shigeto, and he's got a new record called Intermission, electronic bleeps and bloops, and pretty experimental stuff with samples of, I think that was an African instrument, the kalimbe, and a track, Need Nobody, whatever. Yes, and before that, another Portuguese language song, Bugarins out of Brazil, who are from a city called Goiânia in Brazil, and they were just founded in 2013, a four-piece group, garage rock sound, and nice that we're getting some Brazilian music up here, because there is so much cool stuff in that huge, very populated nation down there of all different styles. So yeah, a band that actually is released on a label up here. So Bugarins, their second album, Manual, and the track I played was called I don't know, I that I don't remember what it's called. It was the second last track on the album. And next, well, you're going to hear some songs inspired by space travels on television and in cinema. And, yeah, very cool new record here by East Coast Canadian group. These guys based in Toronto, it seems. And they like time traveling. Another little mixtape of theirs is about time traveling as well, and this one's called Post-Millennium Tension, and they're called More or Less and Record Face. So yeah, based in Toronto, and this is a track seemingly in love with Star Trek. GR is the song here.
Rockets pop off, terraform the next colonies. We stop famine, stomping out poverty. God's not needed, abolishing these anomalies. Prophecies just awkward and weak. Came from prehistoric beasts, not Adam and Eve. And you know that, I'm spitting grown man facts. Kicking holes in wormholes, making first contact. No longer burn that gas, burning Kirk bomb blasts. I'm sipping bourbon, word to curse on decks. Yeah, fiend of fast track, medical science. Federation of planets to have a better alliance. Plus ending the violence, never fuck with racism. Especially with aliens barking these other solar systems. Listen and post in different cosmos. We sequencing proteins to chicken my taco.
Gene Roddenberry, positive force. Enterprising, plotting a course. Gots to go where no man's gone before. Gots to go, gots to go. Gene Roddenberry, positive force. Enterprising, plotting a course. Gots to go where no man's gone before. Gots to go, gots to go. If we wait for change, we'll never change ourselves. Unless we take the reins, take aim at what we fell. To be me taking rain and take it out. The picture that works in the frame of starting right now to fix the landscape. A man makes his destiny manifest through plans made enhanced. Ways of life that'll stand the test. The timeline's length, think to raise us up. Futurist humanist, you and you racist homophobic fucks. That you're basically shitting on the future human society. We focus on greed that'll choke us off. Needs must be addressed, yes. But your tone is off key with a song about wants, flaws, the impropriety. We need to take delight in all types of races, cultures, and creeds. And see the truth is in the struggle. Strength of societies, the ability to prevent wars instead of fighting them. Writing into more GR rocks, enlightenment. Gene Roddenberry, positive force. Enterprising, plotting a course. Gots to go where no man's gone before. Gots to go, gots to go. Gene Roddenberry, positive force. Enterprising, plotting a course. Gots to go where no man's gone before. Gots to go, gots to go.
Saying this juvenile, juvenile.
Set inspired entirely by extraterrestrial space in all its glory. And the last track there, a group from Nigeria called the Psychedelic Aliens. Pretty much the best name for a rock group of all time. And it's taken, sorry. Psychedelic Aliens, also seemingly known as the Magic Aliens. When you can't choose one, just have two names. And Homo Woe was the song from 1971. And then before that, you heard a superbly new piece of music that came out of Mexico, and it is a fellow named Borshi, Pablo Borshi to be more precise, from the Distrito Federal, I believe that means Mexico City. And that was a new EP that has just come out within the last month called La Rasterina Imperial. And yes, it is inspired by the dark forces of Star Wars. But he also got RJ-D2 in that track, which was, I gotta say, quite amazing to hear him rapping at the end. So yeah, cumbia, very, very Latin style of Star Wars there. And before that, you heard More or Less in Record Face, a group out of Toronto, Canada, the track GR featuring Timbuktu. And yeah, they shout out Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek, in that one. To boldly go where no one has gone before, must go. So yes, for those who think Star Trek and Star Wars are the same thing, there you go. Hey, you kind of learned a little bit there, maybe, perhaps, or not. Anyways, moving on, Wandering Rhythms. We are next going to travel to a nation just down south called America, or South America, no, not South America, USA. Joanna Newsom, she is I'm not sure if she's an elf or a pixie. Either way, she's a strange creature from the forest that plays an ancient instrument called a harp. And she is, in fact, very, very good at it. And she just put out a new album called Divers. And this, I will have to say, the song I'm going to play is, I think, her most accessible, even to non-elves or pixies. This will sound like pretty catchy music. She's got a very unique voice and a style that seemingly doesn't want to do anything easy. But on this track, there's some thumping drums, and it sounds like, you know, it could be just a regular indie rock human playing this music, but She's different. She's special. So yeah, a track here called Leaving the City. I'm sure some people can relate to that feeling. Joanna Newsom right here on Wandering Rhythms.